myths of Chulu were surprising because of their aggressive stance, provocatively full of categorical statements. The vagaries of the literature of doom, the first of the three insufferable speeches gathered here, continues in the same provocative vein. It begins with a discussion of Martín Fierro, the ultimate insufferable gaucho, and is dedicated to the patron saints of post-Borgesian Argentine literature. The other two speeches are somewhat different in character, much more personal. The Caracas Address is the text that Bolaño read in Venezuela when his novel The Savage Detectives won the 1999 Rómulo Gallegos Prize. It's an unexpectedly confessional speech in which Bolaño makes a public profession of his literary faith and comes to state, with moving seriousness, that everything I've written is a love letter or farewell letter to my own generation. Literature and Exile, meanwhile, reflects on a subject as crucial to Bolaño's work as to his life. Very shortly after giving this speech, he faced the intense experience of returning, for the first time in 25 years, to Chile, the country of his birth. Fragments of a Return to the Native Land is the title of a long piece that Bolaño wrote upon his return from the first of two trips he made to Chile at the end of 1998. The same title heads the block of texts that serve as the backbone of this volume. The first was written, like the speech Literature and Exile, just before Bolaño's return to Chile. His first impressions of this trip are very clearly described in the piece cited above, which is wary yet warm in tone, full of humor. Shortly afterward, however, Bolaño published a much darker, more bitter piece in the Barcelona magazine Ajo Blanco. It's the account of a dinner to which he was invited by the Chilean writer Diamela Eltit and her husband, the socialist minister Jorge Arrate, spokesman of the Frei government. The story, recast later in By Night in Chile, was soon making the rounds in Chile, and not surprisingly, feelings were hurt. As a result, when Bolaño traveled to Chile for the second time in December 1999, the atmosphere was stormy and even hostile, and Bolaño was shut out by the country's cultural establishment. This had to happen sooner or later, given Bolaño's visceral response to Chilean politics and society, as well as culture, and more specifically, poetry. The texts collected in this section give a good sense of this response. Among them, special mention should be made of the piece on Nicanor Parra, a crucial influence on Bolaño's work, as is evident in many places. It's impossible to explain Bolaño's poetry, and Bolaño, of course, was first and foremost a poet, without keeping in mind Parra's influence. But the deep effect of the great Chilean poet is also recognizable in Bolaño's more or less insufferable speeches and his increasingly cantankerous, irreverent, and havoc-wreaking public persona. The bulk of this volume consists of the columns that, under the heading Between Parentheses, Bolaño wrote for the Chilean newspaper Las Últimas Noticias. Their forerunner was the column that Bolaño wrote regularly for more than a year for the Diari de Girona of the Catalan city of the same name. The staff there, particularly Salvador Cargol, the editor of the arts section, deserve credit for having been the first to think of him as a columnist when such a thing had never crossed Bolaño's mind. Starting in January 1999, Bolaño wrote for the Diari de Girona, as noted, and continued to write for it for almost a year and a half, until the spring of 2000. Bolaño's column usually ran alongside the paper's editorial. There was something humorous, it must be said, about Bolaño sharing space with the Catholic writer Josep Maria Gironella, once renowned author of The Cypresses Begin in God and 1 Million Dead, among many other books. In the end, Bolaño published nearly 50 articles in the Diari de Girona, as well as a number of reviews. The pieces were translated at the newspaper's offices. Some of the Spanish originals were never found, and as a result, those articles are not included here. Soon after he stopped writing regularly for the Diari de Girona, it was Bolaño himself who, in response to an invitation to write a piece for his friend Andrés Brathwaite at Las Últimas Noticias, a venerable Chilean newspaper with a large circulation, proposed a weekly column. Roberto's correspondence with Brathwaite, full of nudges and in-jokes, makes it possible to follow their planning step by step. It's worth noting Bolaño's original proposal, as he described it to Brathwaite in July 2000. On a different